You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Friday is a great day to kick off the weekend with a wonderful steak meal for lunch or dinner.
Is it?
Do they have New York strip?
They do, at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland, Highway 6. Go see Phil. Phil sent us a picture last night.
He did.
A gentleman named Kansas Husker stopped by the bar and wanted a selfie with Phil, so he sent that to us in the group chat.
He wanted a selfie with
Phil. He knew about Philman's from the show. That's how he learned about
Good.
It. And he made the trip from Kansas all the way to meet Phil.
Jeez,
and
he got
get a photo.
Selfie, yeah.
Yeah.
Was Phil wearing black?
He sure was.
Sure was. I didn't get an update on the skillet. Phil, please chime in.
The cookie skillet.
Yes.
The Regal cookie skillet.
Yes, you can get that anytime at Ruhlman's. It's open Wednesday through Sunday, of course, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m.
11 a.m.
Imagine what that place will be like after Nebraska gets a big win over Michigan State. What would it be like to be
Perfect.
There about 7:30?
Perfect.
Like that, another game on, probably. You can sit at the bar, Perfect. Have a cocktail on your drive back. Why would you drive back to Omaha and not go through Ashland?
Stop.
Walk me through why you would do that.
Just go down six.
Hit six.
Stop.
Just trust us on this one.
Stop. You're not in a big hurry.
No.
Enjoy
life a little bit. Yeah. Thank you.
If for some reason you're not a steak person, they got Chilean sea bass, they've got walleye, they've got wood-fired chicken, they've got the crab-fried rice like you like, Sip.
Bill likes the walleye.
The walleye. And don't forget, again, the cookie skillet is important. Mention the ticket, mention early break, mention the stool. You get a free cookie skillet,
free.
And it is very much so worth your time.
It's like a $40 item.
Yeah, it's a cookie skillet?
Cookie skillet's pretty... Well, yeah, it's insane. It can feed nine people.
It is.
Yeah, it comes in a hot skillet.
With ice cream on it, too.
Trust us on this one.
Yes, trust us.
Yeah.
It's Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. By the way, we have a lot of guests here. We have John from Holder's
here. Like the
perfect
storm.
We got McSafety. We got Bearded Ben here.
No Greg.
Yeah, no Greg. Anybody? If anybody sees Missing Tooth Greg, would you please give him our address?
1040 O Street.
1040 O Street. Basically 11th and O.
He says he's going to junk stock.
Junk sock.
At 6:45 in the morning?
Yeah, not open.
That's
just
what
so
I
you
said.
It starts like at 10, and it's in Waterloo. It's by Omaha.
Hold on, you sure you're not at the dentist, Greg? He'll have a staged picture of junk stock. He'll have a bunch of stuff set up in his garage and be like, here I am at junk stock. No, Greg,
just tell us you're never coming again. It's fine. Yeah. Just tell us you're never going to come back.
Lawnmower in the background. That's not junk stock.
He said he had some sort of early... ticket to it or something. I was like, it starts.
It's not opening until like 9 or 10.
No.
Well, I think he's going at 9.
They got some nice weather.
It's not like it's in North Platte. It's in Omaha area. Yeah. Waterloo is white.
Waterloo.
Less than an hour away.
Junk stock.
Greg's never coming back. It's fine.
Wow.
We accepted that.
He'll be back. We do got a full boat, though, and the guys brought donuts. We appreciate it.
Yes, donuts are in.
Donuts, and we got the donut holes from McSafe.
We hadn't seen Lexington. John for a while. John's drawing a blank on him. I can't say his name. But anyway, his son-in-law.
Bowler.
Son-in-law. No, not his name. Oh. His son-in-law's name. Got inducted into the Lincoln Southwest.
I think he said it was Joe.
I think it is Joe. Got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
For
golf.
Golf. And he played golf with Ricky Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
And
the son-in-law played golf with Ricky Fowler at like a qualifying. This wasn't like, they weren't like just out shooting around.
Years ago. But
they were.
In a qualifier.
Imagine how fun that'd be playing with Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler's my favorite golfer.
Is he now?
He's my favorite golfer. When he wears the all orange in the flat brim.
You know who Ricky Fowler is.
Oh, Ricky Fowler is.
He's not quite as dressed up like he used to be, but he used to be all like orange and Puma gear. He had his long brown hair.
Yeah. Yeah, he's short hair now.
Short hair, yeah, he's cut his hair.
But he used to be a motocross guy.
Okay.
He used to be a motocross guy.
Okay. Yeah. He used to be a motocross. Oh, yeah, I got him. I got him up.
You know Ricky.
He did cut his hair, you're right.
Big fan. And John's personal friends with Ricky Fowler.
Apparently so.
Yeah, John hung out with him.
It is time for another edition of Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland on Highway 77.
Ron Preston.
I just bought tires, by the way, about a month ago, and they are awesome.
How about this one? I texted him, my nephew, Skyler Schindler, I need some tires. I got to go see Ron. On the drive down, he's driving down there 2 days ago. I text Ron, I'm in, so made sure like that. I go stop in and see him, ask for the
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Bill Bush 93.7, the ticket discount.
And,
he did a nice job with them.
Next time I get tires, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I'll go back there. My tires are awesome so far. The car's totally different. Seriously. It's amazing. The car was so loud before. I didn't realize because the tires were that bad. I get new tires. It is so smooth. It's quiet in there. I've had them for a month. It's been an incredible month.
I was following Jake into the office, a couple days ago. I remember getting out, I go, look at how that baby turns. It just corners unbelievable. I had no idea he got new tires from Ron Preston.
You're following him.
Yeah, I was following him. I watched his car was cornering at an unbelievable rate. It's like
Earnhardt.
It's like we're at Le Mans.
All right. Aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is serious. I'm trying to be more serious about this. Just trying to actually help the people my age and Bill. Yeah. And I saw this take place at approximately 59th and Adams, and then I saw it take place at a house at 59th and Adams, and then approximately 56th and Vine. As you approach Vine on 56th,
north side,
yeah, from the north, I saw a gentleman do this. The headline is: if your yard has disrepair, find a little chair. And what I'm talking about, and this is what I've noticed this. In my life, I have trouble bending down. If you can just find this guy over on 56 had a little blue chair, and he would just take it around his yard to pull weeds instead of bending down. I have a hard time bending down now to pull weeds.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it.
So just sit in a chair and hit the spot you need, then move the chair to the next spot as needed. You just got the key is, and I have not found this. You got to find a little chair.
moving this chair all like that. Is he moving the chair like every 5 seconds?
Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm with you.
He had this little blue chair that's close to the ground, so you just sit in that and do your pulling, then move the chair as needed. And you know, it's not necessarily pulling weeds. The lady actually had it by her garden, so she was just. It's hard. I just loathe pulling weeds because I got to bend down. And when you get down on the ground now, me and Bill, I think Bill would say this. I don't want to speak for him. I have to have a plan to get up.
Oh, 100%. Jake, no.
Jake, I'm not joking.
So
I have to have a plan.
You have to.
Give me the plan.
With the injury, we have this big area in the living room built for her to lay in. That. So Laura will lay with her, and I'll lay down with her sometimes, in the evening or whatever. I'll lay down with her for a little bit like that. The first thing is how am I getting back out of this? I mean, it is. It's a lot. It's like, yeah, you think about it. Laura just pops up like a barnyard cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because barnyard cat like agility. She just pops right up. Yeah. Me, I'm like, I get up in sections. Like, okay. All right, now how am I going to get this?
Give me 5 minutes.
Is there a couch there? I get to lean on something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a full-on commitment. When you make the final move, have you seen the deals where you kneel on? Same type of thing with the chair. You have like candles.
Yeah.
And you can kneel on something also.
Okay.
So it helps you get back up. So that kind of helps. Along those same lines. But that chair sounds incredible.
Just a chair or a little stool, something you can take around the yard with you.
Shamia says yard stools are nice and they have them at Home Depot.
Oh, God.
The Depot.
Thank you, Shamil. Thank you, Shamil. Jake, someday you'll understand.
I understand that. I get that.
With Bullet, he has to be in select places for me to get down with him. If he's by the bed, I can do it because it's a wooden frame, and I just brace myself on the frame as I'm getting up. By the bar, in the kitchen, I can put my hand on a chair and get up. But if there's nothing there, it's hard.
Oh, if right now, if you just made me lay down in the middle of the room over here and say, get up. It would take, it could be minutes.
I want to watch that.
It could be minutes.
We'll watch that.
We could be a race. Jake. Me and Sipple both
just
down.
Rolling around.
Just rolling around trying to find a chair.
I can't find anything to lean on here. Somebody help me.
Oh,
help.
I'm going to get one of those life alerts pretty soon. Those things you wear around your neck.
We're in that range.
When you fall in like that, you
we're
can't
in that
get
range.
Yeah, we're in that range right now. I'd love to hit that baby about 4 times a day. Bush, imagine all of a sudden.
Don't wear it out. It's like that boy that cried.
Imagine the guy who runs the life alert or whatever at the center.
It's Bush again.
He doesn't need any help.
He's fine. He's just tired.
He just wants to talk to somebody.
He wants to talk to somebody. Just
don't worry about him. He's fine.
Oh, he's finally done. All of a sudden, Bill, yes, is this you, Todd?
I'm watching Sam Houston.
I'm watching Sam Houston.
Are you watching this game?
This game's incredible. Longo's getting the crap kicked out of him.
Are you okay, Bill? Oh,
yeah,
I'm fine.
I am fine. I just didn't want to talk to somebody. The life alert section.
Sip the headline one more time.
If your yard has disrepair, find a little chair.
Yes. Thank you.
That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros on Highway 77 just south of Cortland.
Home Depot.
Yes, got a yard stool. Derek Bombeck and Song of the Day is next on Early Break.
Song of the Day.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.